the 4th of July. It's Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Kids have been working hard to get ready for this weekend's Soapbox Derby, and they're here to give us a sneak preview of all the amazing things we're going to see. But let's start with David Eckerson, who's been helping to plan this event. Just this morning, you say you were putting on your safety cones out on St. Anne's Avenue in Douglas, right?
Is that? Yes, sir, it was. Got the ramp set up. We've got a porta potty. We've got bleachers. It's looking good.
Very cool. So, tell me just real quick, like, what is the thing that – how have you been involved in this event for a while now?
I have. I have. My kids have been doing it. And this is actually my second year kind of – spearheading it, so it's been a learning process.
Yeah, what is it about this event that you seem to love so much?
I love the excitement of just watching the kids when they get up to the top of the ramp and their eyes, and they're like, oh Lord, here we go.
Here we go.
And then you can hear them just woo, and they just love it, you know, the courageousness. And then you see the families are just, you know, the dads and the moms are running right alongside and just hollering and hugging them. It's a good scene.
Well, here in the studio with us, we have Ona Erickson and Arrow Erickson.
Eckerson,
sorry. I said mispronounced your name, but Eckerson. So, and then... And then is Olin Hafner in here too?
Olin couldn't make it.
Okay,
he's still
but
at the beach.
Tavio Snyder's
more.
Here. Tavio, how you doing?
Tavio didn't make it.
Oh,
either.
Tavio's not here. So who else is here?
Grayson.
Grayson. Chapman. Grayson, how you doing? Doing good. All right. Well, I'll ask Ona first. Tell me about your Soapbox Derby car you got this year. What's going on with it? What color is it? First of all.
Well, we haven't gotten to work on the one that we're making on right now this year, but
we've been out of town for.
Oh, okay.
We went to Mexico.
In development. So tell me what color you're thinking about. What are you thinking about this car? What do you think it's going to?
Maybe it'll be rainbow.
Okay. I like rainbow. That's good. All the colors. Why pick one color?
I know, right?
Right. Yeah.
Last year we made a recycled one.
Oh, very cool.
About the ocean and stuff.
Do you when you do your car, do you think about like, okay, I want to make it look like a car that I'm familiar with, or you just think completely just it's just going to be something completely wild?
Yeah, wild.
Just wild.
Yeah.
Just something wild. Definitely. It's got to hold together though, right?
Yeah, kind of.
So you did it
last.
Did you do it last year? Did you race it last year?
Yeah, you did.
You did?
Yeah.
And so what do you remember about running the course last year?
I just remember the fear and then the excitement and, like, how my heart was beating so fast. Like, how I was, like, so scared and screaming in my head, but, like, also screaming with joy because it was so amazing.
That's cool. That sounds great. Is there an adult division of this?
It's actually something I've been trying to work on. There's some things, some liability issues.
When
with,
you just know. Described it, I was like, okay, I want in on this. This sounds amazing.
I'd like to have the adult.
Grayson, have you done it as well before?
Yes.
Did you do it? How many years? Do you know how many years you've done it?
Only 1 year.
Just 1 year. So did you? So was that last year?
Yes.
Yeah. And so tell me about how your run went. Did it go pretty well?
Yes, it was really fun.
And was it pretty fast? Did you feel like you could have gone faster? Did it handle well?
A little bit faster.
You wanted to go a little bit faster. Yeah. Okay.
I could always go faster.
That's good. That's good. It's always good to have those goals. All right. Arrow, let me ask you. Now, how many years have you been doing it?
You've done three.
3 years.
3 years. Okay. What was of those 3 years? What was your best year?
Probably last year.
Last year, and why? Why do you think it was your best?
I got second place.
Wow! All right, on the podium.
Yeah.
Very good. Did you feel like there was room to improve? Like you maybe could have got first, or what? Mm-hmm. What happened that you feel like you could have improved? Maybe.
Yeah, I could have. Improved on some things, but then, like, not on others.
Did you feel like your steering was good? Was it handling well? Was it straight ahead speed was good? What was the strength of your car last year?
Probably the speed.
Speed. Good straight ahead speed. Like, it could fly, but maybe the handling was not as much. All right. And describe your car that you raced last year to me a little bit.
You had the most patriotic.
Yeah. Oh, most patriotic. So it was red, white, and blue, I'm guessing.
Had a big spoiler with flags streaming off. Very I think cool. That's what slowed it down was the flags.
Oh, the drag. She had some, yeah. Too much drag. The drag coefficient was too high. But maybe that kept the bottom down, helped with handling. You know, those are all the things you got to think about. When you think about designing your car, do you think about those aerodynamics and things like that, Ona? Or do you just think about kind of fun, how it looks?
I just kind of think of, like, what it's going to look like. Like, I build the base, and then I'm like, okay, now just time to decorate and make it crazy.
Well, tell me about building the base. Well, how do you build the base?
Well, you, like, can either buy a base. Like, usually we buy a base, I think.
You can either start from a kit.
Yep.
Or you can get one that is in somebody's garage that they're ready to donate.
Sure. They're around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, right.
Usually we have the base already built, and then we add on some things and then paint it.
Yeah, cool. Grayson, tell me about your car last year.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was Mario Kart.
It was Mario Kart? Awesome.
It was really good. It looked
That's
just
really
like the Mario
cool.
Kart.
Kids what a great
it.
Idea.
We even got like the little booster fiends.
Yeah, that's like, cool.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do this year? Something totally different? Do you know yet?
I might add a little more stuff on it.
Oh, you're going to use the same car though?
Yeah.
Use the same car because it was so great. Just going to add on to it. Just kind of a...
I might make it a little more different, like a little more cooler. Like add like little ones of those, like to make it like one of those cars that have little motors on the side.
I like it. It's like Mario Kart 2.0.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
An update.
Yeah, an update. Right. I love it.
More like that.
Well, tell me more about kind of how can people still get involved, or is the sign up complete, or
well,
tell me
how
about
it works
that.
Is we break it up into two different days. So we have on the third, we get it set up. The road closes down. There's tires along the side, so it's super safe. We'll have the high school football team will be there, the Huskies. They're really helpful. They're moving the kids around.
Sure.
The cars are really heavy. So just even getting those up on the ramp is right. Great. And we start out with, once everything's set, we do a little car show where all the kids and the parents get to kind of stroll through. It's not a full-on, fast. It's more walking with
but
your
just
kids.
Looking, going along the concourse, as they call
yeah,
it. Looking at the cars.
Fun.
Yes.
And then after that, everybody's warmed up, ready to roll. And we do some time trial, just, getting everybody used to everything. And then the next day, we actually have the finals, and that's where it gets really exciting
that's
and
cool.
competitive. And there's
Arrow. What kind of safety gear do you have to wear when you're piloting one of these cars?
A helmet, and you can sometimes wear like paddings if you want to.
Like I rode my motorcycle, and I have padding that's built into my jacket. You kind of have that kind of stuff. Is that kind of what you can have, or just
parents will put in all sorts of things,
or just like skateboarding?
Some people put like full-on pads around the inside pillows. There's always helmets. You always keep your hands and legs inside the car. A lot of people will put brakes also.
How is the shock absorption as you're going down the hill? Is it a bumpy ride?
Well, it can be kind of bumpy, but then it can also be very smooth.
Uh-huh.
It can be like bumpy fast or bumpy and slow, or just fast and smooth.
When you were describing how you feel right before you go, and you were saying you're kind of you got a little bit of fear going on. What's the fear about?
Because
it
was like a hill.
Yeah.
It's like, what if the car just breaks? But obviously that didn't happen.
It could, though. I mean, it is something to think about, right? But it's not gonna. But I mean, it could. It's something to think about, right? You gotta think about these things a little bit, because that's how you're gonna. You're the driver,
yeah.
So you have to steer out of it if you feel something going wrong,
unless
right?
you just take a nap.
Or you could just take a nap. You just go up, take a nap, have someone push you, and then just wake up when it's all over.
We've never actually seen
no. that. that is a chill driver, man. That
I
would
could
be
try
pretty
it.
Chilled out. All right. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for telling us all about it. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. The weather's going to be so good.
Oh, it's great.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
Everything
so, and have good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And do you ever just sneak a ride in?
I'm actually up on top.
Uh-huh.
And So I'm there. And when everything's over, like last year with the high schoolers, once we set everything up, we may have taken a couple runs, and we might have broken one.
So
I've got a big, strong one for this year.
You got to watch that frame. It's got to be a frame that you built.
A learning moment.
Well, thanks so much to everyone for coming in. Ona and Grayson and Arrow, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And David,
thanks
for organizing it and doing it. All the kids. How many kids are involved this year? About.
It depends.
Yeah.
We'll find out when people come down and register.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
so
when
as soon as people register, then we get a better count.
Do you know how many you had last year about?
I want to say like 175.
Wow.
That might be wrong. I can't remember. It was a whirlwind.
In the heat. But, and then the final is like 20-some or something like that?
No, once everybody registers, then we just move them through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all
right.
You get one run on the final day.
I see.
So it's got to be a good
one. Yeah, yeah. I was there. I watched a lot of it, but boy, it was super fun. It's cool to watch.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everyone.
All right.
Good luck. It's going to be really a fun day.